This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rose. Dynamic banter.
Guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. Mike and I have a special guest today, and it's a gentleman named Ben Meckler.
Hi.
I don't think we've ever manifested a guest so fast.
Yeah,
because we were talking.
Well, you invoked my name and summoned me from the dark pit.
I straight up Beetlejuiced you here.
Yeah.
And
it's Beetlegeist.
I Beetlegeist you.
Yes.
Actually, we could talk for so long about that. I went down this
about
crazy rabbit hole of
about
Beetlejuice.
The musical?
No, just Beetlejuice. Like, oh, okay. I love Beetlejuice. Mike, you're a big
dude,
Beetlejuice fan.
Dude, you're saying it too many times.
Oh, no. He's going to show up.
Oh, he's going to bully us.
I don't want to be bullied by Beetlejuice.
What's about?
Not today. I'm not ready to be bullied by Beetlejuice. But before I forget.
Yes.
The point I'm trying to make is that I really dug into Beetlejuice and was like, man, there's so much about this movie that is pure bonkers. Mm-hmm. And that's why I love it so much, because it is really bonkers. And then there's like things that are like, wait, why did they go to another planet when they leave their house when they're dead? And what are these sandworms? And by the way, Beetlejuice sees... okay, so when the Maitlands first meet Beetlejuice, Adam, played by Alec Baldwin, is covered in the sand from the sandworm planet. And Beetlejuice looks at him and says, "You've been to Saturn? Hey, I've been to Saturn." And it's like, what?
Yeah.
Saturn?
It's Saturn.
Are
and
they
he
in
knew
space?
Of the sand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always thought
is
that
the
was
afterlife
like a,
in space?
I just thought that was like a turbulent in transit thing. Like they go to Saturn on the way to
It's like
the
a
afterlife.
Funny gag.
But like Saturn is outside of their house.
Yeah, it's like a Hitchhiker's Guide kind of thing where it's
like
they're betwixt worlds and you know, cosmic, weird, spiritual.
And his name is Beetlegeist.
Yeah.
Or Beetlejuice.
And he's a sex pest, but they're friends in the cartoon.
But Beetlejuice is a planet or like a solar system or something.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice is a planet.
Right.
Okay.
So like, what's all this fucking sci-fi shit?
It's just in there. It's what makes it so intriguing.
It's just in there. Yeah. It's just in there. And I think that's wonderful that it's just in there.
Yeah.
And it just, I loved it. I just could, I read things for like hours. I was just like, I was diving into the Beetlejuice.
There's comics, right?
No.
No. I thought, for some reason, I thought it was based on...
No, it's not based on anything.
Beetlejuice is not based on anything?
It's just some writer wrote this thing. It's two writers. It's two guys.
Yeah.
And they... Man, I wish I knew more about this. But basically, the first Beetlejuice script is, like, nothing like the movie. And there's, like...
Is it...
There's,
is
like,
it one
time
of those
travel
where, like,
and
the
shit.
Original script is not a comedy? Or is it one of those situations where it's, like, the original script is...
It's a comedy, but it's, like, darker.
Okay.
There's, like, more evil shit going on.
Oh, I want to read
like,
that.
Like, Beetlejuice is killing people and stuff.
Oh,
which is interesting why Tim Burton wouldn't do that. He was
it's
too
like, you know what's scarier than a murderer? A rapist.
So a child rapist.
I'm gonna make Beetlejuice.
Fucking Lydia's
try to
like,
marry a child.
Lydia's got to be like 14.
Yeah,
right?
She's a teenager.
He does really want to marry that lady.
He wants to marry that little girl real
like
bad.
That.
Yeah,
that planet wants to marry that little girl.
Yeah, as you do.
A classic monomyth, you know.
Girl meets planet.
Yeah,
I mean, look, dude,
it's the planet's journey.
You pick up, those fairy tales. I'm talking Grimm's or Mother Goose. You flip to any page.
Dude, I fucking love talking Grimm's with my brothers.
We're talking.
I like to get together with the boys and just talk about
Grimm's. Just talking
Grimm's
with the boys.
Shit.
My whole thing is like, there's so much pedophilia and like child problems and sexual assault in like fairy tales.
Child problems, a very polite way to describe.
I think that's how they talk.
Child problems!
That's how they taught kids about those situations. You know?
I guess, but then
you can't just say like, "Listen, sometimes you go to the park and there's a guy there, and he wants to have sex.
Yeah, let's but say like the
we live in a mostly lawless time.
But wait, but Mike, it's not even like that. It's not even because they normalize it. First of all, they don't use it as a cautionary tale. They use it as like, this is where you live happily ever after.
Mm.
Some fucking 30-year-old man you've never met comes to your 15-year-old bed and takes you on some kind of fucking night out, does whatever the fuck he wants to her body, to her belongings, and then just marries her, and she's a princess now!
Dude, the Brothers Grimm are canceled.
Yeah, let's cancel the Brothers Grimm. Is it too late to cancel
the
Brothers Grimm?
Hashtag Brothers Grimm are canceled party.
All right. So anyway, we got Ben Meckler here, and it's really funny because the last episode we talked about your funny tweets.
For a long time. Yeah. I listened to it.
We did talk about
it. I loved it.
I think I made Mike uncomfortable.
You kept going, and it was the best.
Because it was it was a long time to talk about just like a friend.
Oh, I just zone out.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll
that
come
makes
back.
Sense.
Yeah. Circle back around.
I'm not going to be
this
anywhere.
Isn't your first rodeo.
These are my cameras, so I'm not going to leave.
Dude, nice cameras.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Those are Mike's cameras.
Dude, they're nice. Can I have one?
Yes.
Okay.
Just point to
that. I just pick?
Yeah, whichever. You pointed to that one first.
Yeah.
So that's yours.
So,
okay.
Ben, we love your tweets, and we were laughing a lot about them. And and then I just did your Immortal podcast.
You did.
So
this
we've
is
been
like
we've been something.
It's
the
a
universe
romance.
Is bringing us together for something.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just to be on each other's podcast, and that's that.
And that's it. I think after this, we'll probably never speak again.
Yeah, we shouldn't.
Yeah. I actually have a list of stuff I want to talk about you with you.
Oh.
That I want to make together.
Oh,
I had
shit.
I had two things
on the podcast.
We can.
Is
I'm
Mike
not precious
involved?
About it. You could.
I
yeah,
feel like
can
this
be.
Is minutes away from sexual intercourse.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, dude, do you want to fuck?
It's yeah, like, we should just fuck.
Okay,
that's a funny thing to say. But
has anyone
also
ever done
like,
that on the show?
It
before?
Could be. No, no one's. This isn't Taxi Cab Confession.
No one's fucked on the show yet.
Okay, cool.
We're not above it though.
Cool.
What?
I have to stop it.
Why?
I have to stop it. Because I didn't arm the layer with the sounds, and I just pressed ET.
Well, you just armed my
and
headphones
it was a,
with a
it
scream.
Was a perfectly timed sound bite because we were talking about having sex on the podcast. What's the sound you want to hear when that
right
happens?
The
here.
Pencil.
Yes, exactly. I have to stop it and start it over again. Okay. Hold on. We're going to piece these files together, and you won't notice, you little shit. All right. There's a slap for Ryan.
A little clippy, a little clappy.
Do you have to do it again?
Oh, there it goes. Okay, hang on. There it is. Here we go. There it is.
Perfect.
There she is.
Oh,
Ryan, will
no.
you edit that into the moment where it was supposed to go and leave everything else in so it doesn't make sense?
Ryan, you got nothing to
do
on
these,
Saturday,
how do
right?
these levels sound on the back end of this? Because it just sounds like Peak City in my head.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
what
yeah.
it is.
It
okay,
is Peak
cool.
City, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we try to do our best. We're maniacs.
Sure.
Part of this podcast, the allure of this podcast is...
Chaos
sheer intensity of
the banter
it.
Remains dynamic throughout is
have you ever
that's
heard
an
of,
important part
okay.
Have you heard of an intense podcast like has anyone gone like that podcast was intense.
Hardcore History is pretty intense. It's like
is it
title.
Really like you feel like ugh I need a shower.
I feel like I've been cornered in a bar and a guy's telling me history is whispering it very deep into my ear like his lips are within the lobe.
Oh, history's lips
bad. Yeah.
History's lips sinks ships.
That's true. Objectively.
So anyway, Ben Meckler, you're here. We love your tweets.
We
were laughing a lot about it.
Thank
and
you.
And then I did your podcast. That was the longest. Was it the longest episode you recorded?
Oh, by far. It cracked 2 hours.
What'd you talk about?
We talked about Mortal Kombat.
Well, we talked about Kuai Lang, the second Sub-Zero.
Okay.
Yeah.
For 2 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there's like a 25-minute preamble of just us goofing off.
Yeah, you could round it out and say there's probably 30 minutes of non-Mortal Kombat talk total within 2 hours.
And then about 95 minutes of Mortal Kombat lore.
Yeah, that's
well,
nice.
I thought maybe that wasn't why people listen, because it's been more, like the first episode I was very careful to make it almost entirely lore. No no chit-chat.
Yeah, and no banter.
No dynamic banter. No non-dynamic banter.
Yeah.
It was banterless.
Yeah. That's usually good for most other podcasts.
It is.
Yeah. Totally. That's a pro.
Especially informative ones.
Yeah.
Well, but I'll say that I just got lazier as it went along. I was like, we had a good convo. I'll have a little chit chat in there, and the people like it. I asked. I was like, I can cut this stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
I did a poll, and everyone was very pro.
Nice. 0% on the other side.
Give me a beefy episode every week.
Yeah, good.
So I'm going to just keep doing that.
I mean, look, you got funny pals, and you are a funny man yourself, and you can't just... You got to add some of your personality in there. That's part of what makes you you.
You
got to
have some goofs. You got to have some
goofs.
Some ha-has, some yuck-em-ups.
I think everything needs a ha-ha and a yuck-em-up, I also feel like, you know, well-placed.
Sure.
We don't want any hoo-has and yuck-ums.
No, I don't like to laugh when I don't expect it.
Yeah, you don't want to be like knee-deep in a Grimm's and all of a sudden they throw in like a couple of yuck-em-ups.
Yeah, let's stay serious for a second.
How often do you think, and this is for anyone in the room, Ryan, how often do you think you've gone from
Ryan looks like a skateboard photographer right now.
Have you ever gone from one extreme emotion to instant like laughter?
Yeah, all the time. I think that's like a very human thing.
Yeah.
That's a very Joker thing to do.
It's so Joker, dude.
Right?
Yeah.
That's
like
so
major,
Joker
major,
while we're being pertinent.
Major Joker fight.
Yeah.
I'm getting
that
JVs.
Is, yeah. All right. Well, listen, when we got here, We started to talk about Terminator, the new Terminator movie coming out. And man, I couldn't tell you how many fucking Terminator movies there actually are.
There's a lot. Should we count them down? There's The Terminator. There's T2, Judgment Day. There's Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines.
Rise of the Machines.
There's Terminator Salvation. There's Terminator Genesis. And now this is Terminator Dark Fate, number 6.
Six fucking
But this Terminator is only a sequel to T2, which is why the tagline is, get ready for the day after Judgment Day, which is weird because Judgment Day doesn't happen in Terminator 2.
No, it doesn't. They stop
it. So I'm not sure. So I'm
they
not
stop
sure
Judgment
if,
Day.
If that's literal and this movie does take place after Judgment Day.
No, it's just another one of those sequels that completely negates the one before it.
Yeah.
And like...
The three before it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, if this is meant to be a sequel to 2, though, I don't know, man. I'm sick of this whole, like, this one's a sequel to the fourth one, not the eighth one.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
Like how
I
Halloween
hate it.
Is
Halloween.
Doing a whole trilogy that's only a sequel to the first Halloween.
Yeah.
Which also wasn't even that good to begin with.
Halloween?
Yeah.
Did you not like it?
I didn't like Halloween.
Oh.
The new
Wait,
one.
The original or the new one?
With JLC.
No, the one with Mike Myers.
The one, the new Mike Myers?
All of them.
Oh,
you don't
saying...
like any of the Halloween films?
Not really.
Okay,
not
okay.
even the very
okay.
first John Carpenter Halloween?
No.
Okay.
That's okay.
That's fine. Well, you're allowed to like what you like.
Yes.
I personally do. I do like...
You know what? Just continue the conversation from before this happened.
Okay.
Dude, but I will say... I've only ever seen the original John Carpenter Halloween and maybe the Rob Zombie one. Did you ever see the Rob Zombie one?
No, I saw the original and Halloween H2O with...
with Busta Rhymes?
Yeah.
Busta in H2O? No, he's in the one after that, right? He's in
Who
Halloween Resurrection.
Remember. Zoned out after the
Fuck,
first 30
I don't
minutes,
know.
But
I did see it. I think... Busta's in Halloween Resurrection, which came after H2O and was originally called MikeMyers.com.
MikeMyers.com /BustaRhymes.
If I go to MikeMyers.com, is there Austin Powers art?
It was probably MichaelMyers.com.
Yeah, MikeMyers.com is a real
Mike
estate
Myers.com
site.
MikeMyers.com makes sense.
It does make sense.
It doesn't, but...
That's Michael with a Y.
MichaelMyers.com was the original name because originally it was about a website that streamed the like house that he grew up in.
Cool.
And people go there. I don't remember if this is the plot.
That's cool that he cammed like that.
Yeah. He was like a cam girl. Yeah.
If you guys want me to take my mask off, give me 300 coins.
300 Michael coins.
Michael Bucks.
Yeah.
So anyway, we were talking about how there's 25,000 Terminator movies. And
no, there's six we talked about already. Steve, there's six movies.
Let's count again.
And imagine being a kid and having someone from the future tell you that there will be someday six Terminator movies. That sounds like the most exciting news ever, right?
Why didn't the original Terminator come back and tell the little kid that?
and tell the little kid that there's going to be 6 Terminator movies?
Isn't the thing?
He'd be like, what movies?
Yeah. But then he has to explain it. Like, no, you could stop all this right now.
Maybe I should go into the future a little bit.
Right. I think you could definitely do a sketch about a Terminator coming back in time to talk to young James Cameron.
Oh, that's
fine. To say, if you want to save a lot of time.
Somebody did that.
Just do the 3 in a row.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Fucking Screen Junkies probably did that.
Yeah, Screen Junkies, Honest.
Yeah,
Cameron's.
Honest.
Yeah.
Honest Cameron's.
Yeah. Yeah,
how this Cameron should have ended.
So anyway, I was thinking it would be fun to talk about how, because you said something very interesting, which is only interesting if you give a shit. But literally,
that's most things.
So obviously Terminator 1 and 2 are like great fucking movies. Terminator 1 is cheesy as fuck, and I'm sure if you're some young kid listening to this shit and you're like, I've never seen Terminator 1, but those old fucks love it, so let me check it out. It's probably going to be real bad if you're a kid, if you're a millennial.
It's got thrills.
Maybe you'll appreciate it for what it is. It is the kind of movie that had never been done before. It was truly a groundbreaking movie. And anyway, but Terminator 1 is great, and Terminator 2 is just a classic. It will live on in like cinema history for many reasons. The computer animation at the time was very groundbreaking as well.
You've convinced me.
So anyway, but those movies feature some pretty cool monsters. We got a fucking giant robot man.
Yeah.
And then the second one is a liquid
man.
A wet
robot. Yeah.
Which you would think.
A wet robot! Yeah. What if James Cameron's like, hey fuckers, I'm making a sequel. Okay, great. There's got to be someone worse than Arnold, right? Someone's like badder than Arnold.
He's so wet.
Yeah, you know how Arnold's a
he's
robot.
So wet.
Now, what do robots hate?
Water, I guess.
Juice.
Yeah,
he's made
a
robot
yeah.
juice. It is so scary. But the juice, can get hard.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Well, the juice gets hard, he can stab people with his.
He
wet.
Can make the robot juice wet or dry, and when he makes it dry, it's hard, and when it's wet, it's not hard. It's soft.
Oh man!
So he's really probably the scariest robot ever made.
It's funny to
he can
like
go under doors.
It is funny to minimize every aspect of that character because truly, it is just a wet robot.
Yeah.
But it's so badass, and it works so well. And then they never made another good robot villain ever.
Because they've all
that.
Been dry.
It's like, I mean, I want to like now. I
want
to run through the sequels.
People want wetter robots.
I want to run through the sequels because they every like Terminator sequel has felt like it had to have the thing that beats the wet robot.
Yeah, it has to.
But they've all definitely been like way worse. Because Terminator 3.
So that was the point you made.
Yeah.
The point you made was is that just the other robots have never been as cool as the wet robot.
No.
And it's true, and I never really thought about it because I didn't give a shit, and now I do.
Yeah.
So what I want to do is first of all, do you remember all the bad guys?
I think so. I want to run through and see if I remember.
Okay. Mike, have you seen... Well, first of all, Mike.
I don't think we need to include
before
me in
we spoil...
I need to...
Wait, no.
Spoil this
I'm never going to... That's never going to
no,
be
No, listen, I just want to know out of pure just my own...
If I did, it was fucking years ago, and it was to figure out why... What happened in the video games happened in the video games.
Right, right.
I was like, oh, I want to see the story the video games are based
so
on.
You've probably
so
seen the original
seen
Terminator.
Or Terminator 2, more likely.
And or Terminator 2. So, but maybe
what's the one where they were fighting in fire at the end?
That's Terminator 2.
Well, that's no, it's a lot of them.
I saw Terminator H2O. Do you remember
that?
Yeah. Okay, so wait. So
I will just say, by the way, because we don't know each other very well, my impression is just that you hate movies. Right?
Yeah, that's pretty. That's
yeah,
okay.
No, you got it.
I don't hate movies. I used to love movies, but now it's a...
You just got better things to do.
I don't dedicate the
right.
as much time.
Sure.
I totally get that because I just went to a film festival where I watched 4 movies a day and I was like, man, if I hated this, this would suck.
Was that Beyond Fest?
Fantastic Fest.
Oh, I really want to go to Fantastic Fest.
I did some Beyond Fest stuff, but Fantastic Fest is very good. I will never stop going. I love it so much.
I like
you
when other people
I would love
watch
to go
movies.
Next year.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I like how excited you are for
Fantastic
Fest.
Oh, good, good.
And
good.
I like listening to the stories because now I feel like I have some kind of knowledge of the movie and I don't have to.
Yeah.
Spend
okay, so you've only seen maybe Terminator 2.
Yes, ever.
Okay. So
let's spoil some robots. So Wet Robot, Terminator 2.
Yeah, saw that one.
Yeah, Wet Robot.
Terminator 3, they were like...
Girl Robot,
is that enough?
Let's make her wet, too.
It was the TX. No, but it was weird. She wasn't wet.
The Terminatrix.
They did. No, they straight up called her that, yeah.
Straight up they called
Wait,
her
that's the real name.
The Terminatrix.
Oh, that's great.
The TX,
the Terminator T-Rex.
The T-Rex.
So it's like when the...
Terminator Rex.
When the audience for the first movie was old enough to have weird internet fetishes,
yeah.
They made the Terminatrix.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, her thing was that she still could transform into different... things, but it wasn't wet. It was just dry transformation.
Let me do a search.
I'm getting the nod.
She can transform. Yeah. There, she can make you horny as hell.
By the way, newsflash: there's a Terminator villains wiki.
Yeah, of course.
Of course there. But I
Terminator
mean,
villains
search
feet.
Beetlejuice wiki.
yeah, there is.
Yeah,
there's the Beetlejuice cartoon wiki.
Oh Lord.
The Beetleverse.
So that was the Terminator 3: Rise of the Machines was dry. Transformation girl robot. Mm.
Then, very progressive.
Then the fourth Terminator.
Wait, you're done with the TX.
That's it. There's nothing else to say.
The Terminatrix is a.
I don't want to make a whole.
No, you, no,
thing
no, no.
Out
we're
we
doing
can get,
it.
We can move through.
No. We got to do this.
But that was the TX.
The Terminatrix is a gynoid.
Yikes!
A gynoid.
No.
From the Terminator films.
Does he?
And the main antagonist in Terminator 3.
The Gina 3000.
Yeah. Ginoid.
What
good.
Was the, what'd cool. you just say?
That's it. That's I guess that's all if you guys don't want to hear more.
Underwritten female Terminator makes sense.
Yeah.
Manic
yes,
Pixie
underwritten.
Terminator.
Manic Pixie Terminator.
I think I can fix her. she can fix me.
We can reprogram her.
Yeah. She's like, her programming's so quirky, and that's why she's gonna like fix me. I'm gonna go yell at this empty lot for a while.
She's not like any other wet robot.
Dude, that's such a beautiful story when the robot fixes the human at the
end. She can transform her dry hands into a ukulele.
Okay, so is it the T-3000 that's in the next one?
Well, in the next one,
that's the fifth one.
The next one had a good out in that they were like, technically, this movie takes place before they created. It's our future, but it's the Terminator's past.
Oh yeah, I actually didn't hate Terminator
Salvation.
I thought
was
it that
looked, the
third
I thought it looked cool, and I thought everything. I didn't like the like plot.
That's the one
that
with
the
Nick Stahl as
no, Doc that is
Connor.
The third one. Yeah, the third one's not bad.
Third one's
the
one.
Third
I'm
one has
about.
The ballsy ending where at the end it's like, oh, actually, there's no way to avoid
you can't
Judgment
stop
Day.
Judgment Day. Yeah.
The Terminator was just getting you to a bunker.
I
and
liked
everyone
it.
Dies.
I
like the end of the movie. It's like that's cool. That's a good ending.
Yeah,
it's an escort robot.
Yeah.
Nice.
The whole movie is like the audience is right on the edge of their seats thinking they're going to stop Judgment Day finally, and then it's like, nah, you can't stop it. It's really cool.
It was like the Terminator 2 was pointless.
Is that the one where Arnold's carrying the coffin and he's getting all shot up and stuff?
Coffin.
The whole movie?
It's like Sarah.
I have to carry the dead body of John Connor.
It's been a while since
this is
I've
my
seen
uncle.
It. If I'm not mistaken, he's holding like Sarah Connor's corpse, right?
Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah,
and Sarah Connor's there with him.
No, she's dead. She's in the coffin.
Who's
it's
Sarah
her corpse?
Oh, I thought it was like
Sarah Connor comes in.
No. I thought they brought her back.
No,
or something.
She's dead in Terminator 3. And she's in a coffin, and he's carrying her fucking dead body around.
Because they need to get something off her body or something?
Yeah.
Because there's money in her wallet.
We need like $20.
Her pockets are too skinny.
I like to pay for parking. It might even not leave and don't pay for parking.
It did have some weird like gay panic jokes at the beginning.
Yeah,
I think like
yeah.
they made a weird joke out of like, remember in the last movie, a Terminator like gets dude's clothes, and this one it was like, but he's got gay glasses.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
And he goes talk to the hand, and everyone's like, what? Terminator
oh, yeah.
would do that.
Talk to
he's
the
a man's
is...
man robot. Yeah, it was dumb. Yeah, he does.
That's really great.
Talk to the hand.
Yeah.
He did. He said that for
I
sure.
I think I was like 13 or 14 when that movie came out, and I like made a desperate plea to my like stepdad to take me to see it, even though it was rated R. And that probably bummed him out when he was like, this isn't good.
Guys, Screen
now I'm
going
to have
screen,
to teach him things.
Screen Crush has a Terminator robots ranked list.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's.
All right, well, let's see if you can keep.
Call me in about 15
minutes.
Yeah,
I think I can. Even though I skipped a couple of them in the theaters. So the fourth one was the one where it was our future, their past, so they didn't have the T-800 yet.
I don't think I saw
the fourth robots
one. Maybe
didn't
I
have
did.
To be better than the wet
Who
robot.
Was John Connor in the fourth one?
He was Christian Bale.
Oh, yeah, I did see that
yeah.
one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
And that was bad. Was that with the CGI young Arnold robot
yeah,
at the end?
Yeah, I mean, they had, like... Yeah. They were like, what's more, like, gearhead Terminators? Because they don't have wet robot technology yet. So they were like, there's a motorcycle Terminators, and then there's, like, big robot Terminators. And honestly, all of them seem more dangerous than, like...
Yeah. Even the ones that were in the first one, those, like, tanks, were more seem more dangerous than
Maybe they're
Arnold.
Just harder to send back.
Yeah.
Or, like, if you sent it back immediately, the U.S. military would be like, that's a fucking tank.
Yeah, and they could probably take it down.
Yeah. And then the fifth one, the Terminator Genisys, which I didn't actually see. John Connor was the Terminator this time.
Wow, I didn't see that
and
either.
And he was made of, like, nanomites? So it was more like Dust Terminator?
Tiny? They went from big Terminators to little tiny ones?
To yeah. wet ones and to dry ones.
Like, maybe they were all dust wet, ones. But they were so small that you couldn't really...
Yeah, okay. John Connor yeah, was the Terminator
it was,
Genisys.
It was Dust Terminator.
Since Liquid Metal is 1991, the Terminatorized former leader of the human resistance is comprised of a swarm of tiny nanobots
yeah.
that have slowly replaced all of his normal cells.
Which seems like the like the only place to go, I guess.
I mean, unless you're us, because yeah. that's where I was going to lead to, what would you think?
Taffy Terminator.
Like half white, half Mexican?
Taffy.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said Haffy.
Haffy? Wow, I was just like going right to slur. Like right away. Yeah, yeah, it's Terminator.
We say biracial Terminator.
Yeah.
Taffy, okay.
Taffy, yeah, he's a stretchy Terminator.
He's stretchy.
Yeah, and he's so sweet.
What's the badass part? Oh, okay, there's nothing badass about
him.
No,
he's
one.
Just nice.
He's sweet. Mike, what do you think would make a cooler robot than any of those? Like, what's your ultimate Terminator villain?
The robot from RoboCop.
Oh, Ed 209.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Right, they gotta fight, they gotta yes. fist fight. They're not allowed to use
I don't
guns.
Understand. Are you putting that into the Terminator canon?
Yeah, yes.
So we're just naming any robot we
Wasn't
think
Wasn't there
is
a RoboCop well, Terminator game?
The preference was...
Was there?
Mike?
What?
Was there a RoboCop...
I'm picking up context clues and you're the video game
Terminator
guy.
Game.
There was were there? At least two.
That's
two
what
RoboCop
I thought.
Versus
yeah,
Terminator
yeah, yeah.
games?
Yes. Oh, RoboCop versus
Terminator. Versus
Maybe
RoboCop.
One.
Yes.
I thought you meant just
and
RoboCop.
And they were comics.
What are they even doing together?
They just do, like, chill bro things.
RoboCop
like
versus
they do,
Terminator.
Indoor rock climbing.
It's weird. It's weird to me when they put mashup like RoboCop with other
Okay, here it is. Are you
things?
Ready? Using elements from both the RoboCop and Terminator universes,
well, yeah.
the comic book series puts its own spin on proceedings by having Skynet send three Terminators back in time to Detroit to protect RoboCop from a lone human soldier sent back to destroy him.
He was getting mugged in Detroit, and they were like, how are we going to stop this?
RoboCop was being bullied, and the Terminators came to save him.
I don't know. Three Terminators? What kind? Wet, dry, and taffy?
The story ends with the RoboCop of modern times continuing to serve the public trust.
So it ends where it started? Cool story.
Yeah, it does end where it started.
You want to see something real funny? Look up RoboCop WCW. You ever see this?
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah. This is real?
Yeah.
RoboCop to the rescue?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I watch this? Can
Please.
We watch this?
I would.
I want to share.
Go to the clip.
Oh, that's very loud.
What is that?
Is this typical wrestling music?
Yeah, this is. Are you serious?
Welcome once again.
What is this shit?
To another edition of Are You Serious? It's me. It's the DOWG and by my side.
Oh, the Road Dog. He's still around, huh?
Do you know who that is?
The Road Dog? Jesse James?
Yes.
The Badass Billy Gunn? The New Age Outlaws?
They're the New Age Outlaws.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Something you guys know about.
That's so weird.
It's not movies.
Great ovation for RoboCop as he makes his way to the ring.
Wait, hold on. That's it? That's how you're introduced
well, no, the
to RoboCop
much
being
longer.
There?
Oh, yeah.
They're just like, there's a man, the match is about to get started, comes RoboCop.
This audience what? Is pretty happy about RoboCop being here for real in real life.
What the fuck?
Well...
He'll be coming into our camera view here. Now, the horsemen are already up. They just threw Sting in the cage.
They put Sting in a cage.
See, you can't put Sting in a cage.
There's one person
that
who can fix this.
That guy has Walmart mom.
Here comes RoboCop.
Look at it. Look at the...
I'll be there in a minute.
Give me a second.
Yeah, they're like, do you think they freaked out at rehearsal when they were like, RoboCop has to move at RoboCop pace?
This guy's like, no fucking way am I fighting a robot! I'm not gonna fight a fucking robot!
And then RoboCop pulls out a gun and shoots everyone, and everyone goes dead silent in the arena.
Oh,
and
he's so
just
strong,
out.
He broke the cage.
Uh-oh, the prop cage didn't work right.
Yep. So now Sting is free, thanks to RoboCop. The crowd goes wild.
RoboCop's friends with Sting.
RoboCop is straight up dancing in the background.
They don't want to fight RoboCop.
This guy doesn't want to fight him. He's terrified. Look at him.
That's Sid. Sid's a monster.
Yeah.
Look at how spaghetti the tank top.
Why does
tank
Sting
top.
Have like a little Padawan like braidlet?
Dude, that's
in the
where
back
he gets his strength
hair.
From. Everybody knows that.
He's got Jedi abilities.
He's a scorpion. That's
Did
his
he,
scorpion
do you think he ever
tail.
Became a knight?
That is the that tank top is not a shirt. That's a bib. That's like a lobster bib.
That Dude, was the style back in the day.
How sad were the producers when an actual RoboCop showed up? They thought they were getting a guy in a costume and the real RoboCop showed up.
Wait, was that
and
it?
And he's 5'7 compared to Sting.
What
That's
happens,
the best part.
What happens after that?
That's it. That's yeah. what happens.
RoboCop just comes in and takes a guy out of the cage and then leaves?
How's yeah. Sting going to get
it's
out of the
cage?
It's
not just any guy, dude. It's Sting. How else is he going to get out without a RoboCop
well,
assist?
That's the top baby face on top.
Well, does that...
Get him out of the cage.
Well, but...
Everyone loves Sting, and RoboCop's one of... Just,
I don't understand
you know.
What you're so goddamn confused
Sting
about.
Is a good guy.
Sting is a good guy. No, he's a great guy.
Sting's
and,
the best
and RoboCop,
guy.
So RoboCop's just trying to help a good guy.
Yes, which is RoboCop's whole thing.
Yeah.
But RoboCop came from Detroit just to open up a cage?
Yeah. Yes, maybe they were in Detroit.
Yeah.
Oh, it could have been in Detroit.
But also,
okay.
This is my jurisdiction.
I would buy
he
that.
He has a
no
motorcycle, so he could have ridden the motorcycle
from
to,
Detroit
yeah.
to wherever
Which is
that
actually
was.
Made of another robot.
Yeah.
His friend.
Named Motorcycle Cop.
Yeah.
His partner.
Moto Cop.
His partner who got his partner who got murdered was turned into a motorcycle.
And he said, why the fuck?
Why do you
get
to be
I
a
get
dude?
Put in the motorcycle?
Why do you get legs and yeah. like arms and shit?
It's no consolation to me that they still put a dick on the motorcycle. No one wants to have sex with
dude, his friend's dying in his arms and he's like, please don't turn me into a motorcycle.
He's like, what was that?
No,
he's
like, said, please turn me into a motorcycle.
He's like, I want to be a cop, just like you, Murphy. And he's like, I don't know what you mean. You know goddamn well what I mean, Murphy.
Did you?
Dick, give me the treatment.
Did you make RoboCop's voice Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, I was trying to do the like robot voice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, so what happens is
Austrian
the,
person.
So the so Ganton and Jumper.
Yeah.
So they get to the science lab, and the scientist is like, look, man, your partner is like dead, but we can turn him into a RoboCop like you, and you can have a RoboCop partner. And he's like, does that mean there's another RoboCop? And they're like, well, yeah, there's going to be another RoboCop.
Make him into a motorcycle.
Like, actually, he fucked my wife. Make him a motorcycle.
And I love the motorcycle can talk to him, and he's just like in the garage, and he's like, why do I, why? I want to be a cop. And the garage door is just going yeah. down. No, no, no. RoboCop's no. just.
I'll use you when I use you.
Shit.
And then you like the garage door closes and then you hear another motorcycle start and just take off. He's using a different motorcycle.
He gets on
he's
a bike.
Even, he's not even
like
using
a Harley?
His, yeah, he gets oh, on a Harley. Yeah. Why don't you use me? I like to see the outside sometimes.
Shit. I like that. Yeah.
And he still has to fill his friend up with gas.
Yeah, he does.
What's your
Come
like?
On, man, I'm
what's
thirsty.
Your like usual sketch budget? Because you should make that.
Yeah.
do you guys have like 250, 350?
I think
K?
I can make it happen.
Dude, okay. I can get you two motorcycles cheap.
You need one regular motorcycle, and then we need someone to
no,
make
no,
a
it's
man
gotta
into
be...
another motorcycle.
Yeah. No. Well. That's the budget. We yeah. need to turn a man.
We
into
need a
an
doctor willing to fucking cross that line.
You know what? I haven't done this one yet. So yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. How much hypothetically?
What do you want? You want me to put man parts in like a bear, or you want me to put man parts in like a car?
No,
a
no.
car.
We've seen the bear one.
You
let's
want
do.
A bike?
Let's do motorcycle.
What if the cool. bear was a motorcycle?
Do you want me to put? I could put a man. I could put the man parts into the bear and the bear parts into the motorcycle.
I feel like you're not listening to
us. I just look. I got a bear. I'm trying to get rid of. Yeah.
I got no room for this bear. Yeah. My girlfriend moved in. She doesn't want the bear in the house.
She hit it with the Jeep this weekend at Big Sur.
And are you guys cool with flying out to Ecuador for this? Because if not, I can't do that here.
I think if I could do a Terminator that would be a cool villain, mine would be like one that could like teleport around.
Teleport Terminator.
Teleporting
That's
Terminator.
Kind of the Terminator's thing, though, right? He teleports, but back in time. You want?
I'm talking about like he can teleport into a room, like fighting, and he could be anywhere in the room.
Well, I think that might have been sort of the John Connor Dust Terminator.
Oh, really?
Terminator Genesis?
Nanoparticles and shit? Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe that's why they did that.
It's regular Terminator robot guy, but he has the gun from Portal.
Oh shit!
Oh yeah. Right? That'd be cool. I mean, it would kind of break canon, but yeah.
But then the Terminator would
and
like
he has
take
no room
it.
For any other like guns.
Yeah,
so it's like
I've
I
got
just
no
have
room.
This.
Yeah. Room.
Maybe a Terminator that is trying to get into stand-up, but it's like a regular Terminator.
So it's just Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, but he like wants to try out like his 5 minutes. Yeah.
Okay, I got a couple things.
And he's just too strong for you to like stop.
Yeah.
So
I'll leave you with this.
Yeah,
I'll
do
leave
a little,
you with this.
I'm dying to hear what button that's going to
do. Do a little Schwarzenegger doing Terminator doing his Type 5.
Okay. Man, I tell you, it's hard being metal. Sometimes it's too hot out. And I get heated. I get really hot. Thank you, but seriously, folks, I'll leave. You ever ride your friend around town disrespectfully? Is this relatable?
Those are the Terminator that did it. Yeah, RoboCop's just in the back. Like,
yeah.
It's funny because it's true. It's funny because it's true. It's funny because it's true.
Can RoboCop clap, though? Because his shoulders are, like, super...
I never saw his hands
that
get
That is interesting.
Close.
His
arms
range
are
of
like,
motion.
A 90-degree... Yeah. I feel like if you were to design a robot cop, you pretty much fucked up if you did RoboCop. Like,
yeah.
You didn't...
Yeah, his range of motion was not... He didn't, like... He wouldn't be able to perform any physical...
Literally get on the, like, side of his body, and he can't... It's He's got to pivot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why just the man mouth?
I know.
Hmm.
Because it's hard. Because imagine if it was just like a dumb mask.
It'd probably take you a long time to talk if it was a robot jaw.
Yeah, imagine if it was like a puppet
you need
or
lips.
Something.
You can't really make like robot lips, and you need him to talk.
Yeah, they're like, what do we need to save from the human?
Yeah.
Well, we can't make lips. We don't know. We don't know about.
Yeah,
robot
lips would be hard to make him make all the sounds we need him to make.
Let's give him teeth and a tongue. And lips, and then the rest of him is robot for sure.
All right, we have 75 ads, so let's get through those really quick, and then we can keep talking about Terminator.
I'm going to buy a pool.
Come on down to the Wet Terminator warehouse. We got every kind of Wet Terminator you want. We got robot juice, and we can make as many kinds as you need. Come on down. We're having a special sale.
We won't leave you high and dry.
We won't leave you high and dry because our Terminators are wet.
As wet as you can get.
Yeah.
Your car is going to be soaked when you drive home with our wet robots.
Put them in a bottle. Take them home. They'll slide on out of that bottle and they can get wet or hard however you need.
Make sure you put on these swamp boots when you walk into our showroom because it's wet as fuck in here.
You're walking through pure Terminator juice.
Wait, let me pull up some music for that.
Here at Terminator Warehouse, we got the wettest Terminators in town.
Don't bring a sponge in here. You're going to soak up all the prices.
Yeah. Well, that one doesn't make sense, but it'd be the Terminators you'd be soaking up. But we're new to this. We're not good at business, so hopefully this has been a convincing pitch. We're innovators. We're trying to disrupt the dry Terminator business with wet Terminators.
Are we selling the Terminator?
Have you ever been in a pool? That's about how wet our robots are.
Yeah. We're harvesting wet Terminators.
Okay.
I'm
just trying to spend my money, and I don't know what you guys are
selling.
Well, hold
on. Let me ask, because this is a great opportunity for us since we're filming our commercial.
Yeah. What do you want? How do we... We're trying to figure out how to do... We didn't go to business school.
Well, hold on a second. Don't attack him. Let's ask him some like really
okay.
basic questions. Yeah. Like, first of all, is there someone in your life that you're looking to murder?
No.
From the okay. past no, or no, from no. the future?
Is there anything... I just have a good job. I want to spend some of my money.
You're just looking to spend cash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, listen, what are some things in your life you'd like to have that you could be dry or wet?
Love. I'd like to have true love. Will it all help right. me get love?
Yeah, I mean, we could program the Terminator to love you. I guess it would be semi-irrelevant that it could be wet or dry.
We've got some gynoid droids over here that are robot terminatrixes.
Uh-huh. Well, but that really depends on your sexuality, which obviously is fluid.
Well, I don't want to get beat up by a robot.
Yeah.
Well, these won't beat you up, but they will be wet.
I'll take it.
I think we've lost track of... So you just I'll want someone it, to love.
If you've got money, we're going to give you a wet robot. What?
Yeah.
Listen, if you want a wet...
Did we sell a gynoid or did we sell
If you don't want a wet robot, then you're going to have to get the fuck out.
Yeah, so we're actually only offering the T-1000, but that's enough? That's good?
Yeah, it doesn't... Yeah, I'll take it.
All right.
Again. All right, let's do our first bit of... let's do our first ad here, guys. Squarespace is a wonderful company. Mike Falzone's website, MikeFalzone.com, is a Squarespace website. Mm. And you know that Mike loves it.
Mm-hmm. I certainly do, Steve. 24-hour, 365 days a year customer support service.
Mike, what are your intentions for the new year when you get into it? It's a little bit of time, but...
Me, I want to find love.
Me too, man. And you can do that by getting a Squarespace website.
Or a Terminator.
Listen, if you're sick of using Tinder or all those other dumb apps...
Terminator.
Here's a good idea. Why don't you make a website on Squarespace that goes datedanny.com or something.
Perfect
I'm in
idea.
Your Danny.
Perfect idea.
Datedanny.com.
Meet Danny's in your... Area.
All the Danny's out there feeling real seen.
Yeah, and you can put some papers up all around town, some advertisements that say, "Are you a Danny?"
Yeah, you could be
or
a
like,
girl Danny.
Hey, Danny, don't walk away from this offer.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you looking for love,
Danny?
So
this Danny? Is also... So the Date Danny website is both for someone named Danny and for people out there named Danny.
Danny'sonly.com.
To meet more Dannys.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's kind of good because it is a gender-neutral name.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you can kind of find whatever you're looking
yeah.
for on
we
Date
don't,
Danny.
There's no... Yeah, I mean, you can do whatever you want with it, but if yeah. you want to make that website, you certainly can.
Sure.
You can show off your work there, or you can just blog. You want to blog? You want to publish some content? You want to write out some short stories and put them on the internet?
What's your life like as a person named Danny?
What? Or do you want to promote your physical or online business?
I have a Squarespace website that's just called haveyoeverseendonniedarko.com, and when you go to it, it just says want to talk about it in big text, and it does nothing else other than amuse me for 8 years.
And that's priceless.
And then amusement is not... I mean, come on, man. You got to pay for that sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially if your name's Danny.
Especially if your name's Danny. So, guys, why don't you try out Squarespace and check out those beautiful templates and the e-commerce functionality that lets you sell things. And you can customize the look and feel and all that good stuff. And analytics are all there. And it's all built into the thing. You don't have to install anything. You can do it on your phone if you want.
It also conforms perfectly to your phone when you're looking at it on your phone.
Absolutely. You want to see what your website looks like on mobile? Dude.
Dude, you're getting a Squarespace.
And let's not forget about that 24/7 award-winning customer support.
You like the way you look in the Squarespace.
Come on, man. You need help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on your Squarespace site? You're going to get it. So come on, guys. You know what to do. Mike's done it. Ben's done it.
Everybody's done it.
Everybody's done it. So why don't you go to squarespace.com/banter for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, you can use the offer code banter to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/banter. We love you, Squarespace. We love you. Thanks, Squarespace. All right, that ad's done. I don't want to talk about Squarespace anymore. All right, this one's a good one, Mike. Fuck, I'm never ready for this one.
FarmersOnly.com.
Hey, guys, let's talk a little bit about Audible.
Ooh,
oh,
baby.
I like Audible. Audible
yeah.
makes me feel way smarter than I actually am.
Same.
I was listening to an Audible book just on the way here today.
Were you really, Ben?
I was listening to The Savage Detectives.
Whoa.
Would you recommend it?
Wait,
so
is that
far,
the guy?
It's excellent.
Wait, are those funny books?
No. I mean, it's funny, but there's one. It's not a series, so I assume it's not what you're talking about.
There are these books that were written by some Simpsons writer about a detective.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, okay, sorry.
I love a good detective yarn. I love a good funny book.
Well, dude, I'll recommend it to you. It's one of those little hidden gems. But anyway, let's talk about Audible a little bit. First of all, they have the world's largest selection of audiobooks and audio entertainment, including Audible Originals. What are Audible Originals? Well, there's stories created exclusively for audio, including documentaries, audiobooks, exclusive ones, and scripted shows that you can't hear anywhere else.
That's nice.
And Audible keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained, and you'll finish more stories when you listen with Audible and always be part of the conversation. With the convenient Audible app, you can listen anytime, anywhere, and on any device, mobile, Alexa-enabled, Bluetooth, and more. You can listen at the gym or while you're shopping. Why on your way to see your dad or your friend?
Your friend Dan?
Bad date, pop in those AirPods, listen to some Audible.
Boom! Anytime you...
Good date, pop in those AirPods, neg the person to make them love you more.
Yeah, exactly.
By listening to some Audible.
Right, it's so easy. It's easy, you can do it anytime you want. You can listen, if you can't, anytime you can't read, you can listen.
Even if you can't read, you can listen.
And anytime?
Anytime.
Anytime.
And Audible members get more than ever before. How about this? Every month, you can choose one audiobook, regardless of price, as well as two Audible originals from a fresh selection. And members stay motivated and inspired with unlimited access to exclusive guided fitness and meditation programs. That's some pretty good stuff, I have to admit. And you can sign up for free updates from the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post delivered daily to your app, so you can get that in those news bits. Stay on top of it. I mean, your friends want to talk about stuff, and you need to have everything ready and you go. Members keep their library of listens forever, even if they cancel it. And you can start a 30-day trial and choose one audiobook plus two Audible originals absolutely free, guys.
You'll never have to listen to anyone else ever again.
Would you recommend that book you're listening to?
I just started it today, and I am really enjoying it. But I will say that it's a little niche. It's funny. It's wry. It's ironic. It's about the literary world, but I feel like it's about to spiral out of control and get real interesting.
But you're an Audible boy. You listen
I
to
am.
Audible
I just finished listening to Misery on there.
Oh, who read Misery?
I don't know, but she did a really good job. I've been listening to Don Quixote again.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I try to read that every few years.
Why is that?
Just my favorite book.
Wow, that's awesome.
My number one-y.
Wow, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, that's all you need. A little recommendation, a little push in the right direction. So why don't you start listening with a 30-day Audible trial. You choose one audiobook and two Audible originals absolutely free. You visit audible.com/banter or text banter to 500-500. That's right, you go to audible.com/banter or text banter to 500-500. Influencers must include a personal recommendation.
Don't mind if I do.
I got really nervous when you said 500 that way. It, like, upset me. I don't know, it, like, triggered me.
Are you going to get a note back from the...
Yeah, a lot of people are going to be like, that was triggering.
We loved everything, but the way you said 500 really upset a lot.
Yeah, someone at Audible actually listening to it for quality control vomited into the little trash bin at their desk.
Vomit. It must be something about the inflection. It's because I'm just repeating the number. I'm saying it in a weird way and repeating it.
And it's unnerving.
Give it a shot.
500. 500.
That's it.
It's upsetting.
So guys, do that and you'll get Audible for her. You get that good stuff. 30 days of Audible's trials. Thank you, Audible.
And you're welcome.
Do you have a book to recommend, Steve?
Yeah, I was listening. Well, there's this book I keep recommending that I listened to
C-Spot Run.
So long ago. No,
haven't
it's called
quite gotten through it.
You never know where it's going to go.
It's called it's called Raised Eyebrows, and it was written by Steve Stolier, and it's about this guy's account of living with Groucho Marx in his final days.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and it's that's, a really...
You just guaranteed that's going to be the next thing.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
In fact, Rob Zombie was going to turn it into a movie.
Yes, he was.
And it...
Well, I didn't know that book specifically, but yeah.
Knew he was doing a Groucho Marx movie, yeah.
Yeah.
But it just, like, I don't know, never happened. That was like 5 years ago or some shit.
That never-made movie is one of those things that's, like, as interesting to me as Sylvester Stallone's forever unmade Edgar Allan Poe movie.
What?
Yes, he's been
where
trying.
Where he's Edgar Allan Poe?
Yes, and he wrote it. He's been trying to make it for like 20 years.
Nevermore. Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, what's that thing?
That's
ticking,
my Sylvester.
Hey? I'm trying to go to sleep here. What's that ticking under the... Something's ticking under the bridge here. Under the boards of my floorboards. Something's ticking.
Oh, that's great.
Mike, I told you about that bit my buddy Blake used to do about, I think we did it on
Dynamic
Banter a long time ago. Of course. Me and my friend Blake, I think we did it on Dynamic Banter way early, but it's very funny and I want Ben to know about it. But my friend came up with this really funny bit. We were going to do this series of things where it was called Celebrity Watergate, and it was like you could hear actual like crazy like spicy conversations between celebrities, and one of the ones we were going to do was it was Sylvester Stallone calling Arnold Schwarzenegger and it was about the whole Planet Hollywood thing. You remember Planet Hollywood?
Yeah.
Like basically Planet Hollywood. You remember Planet Hollywood, right?
Yeah. There's still one.
Well, there's the casino in Vegas.
Yes.
But is there still a restaurant somewhere?
There might be one in LA.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway,
do you want to go after this?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Let's get some fucking mozzarella sticks from and eat right next to the model they used from Apollo 13.
Can I get some dry French fries to eat next to the jacket from Back to the Future 3?
Yeah, the one that that Marty's double wore.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, Planet Hollywood was a series of restaurants, for those of you that don't know, that was founded by Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, and... There's one other person
Roddy Piper.
No. Damn it. I can't remember who the other person was. But anyway.
It was...
hang on. Planet Hollywood.
Claudia Schiffer.
Yes. It was Sylvester Stallone.
She seems like she
isn't it from Die Hard? Isn't it...
Bruce Willis.
Is it Bruce Willis?
Bruce.
Sylvester Stallone, Bruce Willis, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. So we did... There was this whole... So basically what happened was is... Arnold knew, allegedly, that Planet Hollywood was about to declare bankruptcy, and so he pulled out of the company without telling anybody else.
Oh, no.
And the company went under, and Sylvester Stallone and Bruce Willis lost a fuck ton of money.
Oh, shit.
And like, Schwarzenegger swears that he didn't have information, but, like, come on. He pulled out, like, a week before the whole fucking thing fell apart.
Like, so, out of nowhere?
Yeah, out of nowhere. And
hey
so
guys,
we had
how you doing?
So one of the first
I believe Arnold.
I stand behind Arnold.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the bit we were doing was the actual phone call from Sylvester Stallone to Arnold Schwarzenegger about the Planet Hollywood, and it's literally only this. Like, okay, so Arnold Schwarzenegger's answering the phone.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this? Who's there?
When you tell me.
Who's crying?
When you tell me.
Come, who's crying? It was just basically going to be that for too long. And it's just was
when it. You tell me.
Sylvester does seem like the kind of guy who calls you crying about like a slight, a perceived
yeah,
slight.
What did you tell me?
What did you tell me?
He seems like a sensitive sweetheart kind of guy. Yeah.
All right, we have one more ad, believe it or not.
For?
Planet Hollywood. We're bringing it back.
Not a Planet Hollywood. We got Brad Pitt's sandal from Troy.
Come drink a whole cup of Rocky's tears.
We've got the spacesuits from The Adventures of Pluto Nash.
All right, guys. Let's talk about stamps really quick. Stamps.com.
You didn't think
Stamps.com. This is not just any stamps. Stamps.com.
This is huge.
Ben Meckler. Here's the thing. No one really has time to go to the post office. Yeah, busy. No. Who's got time for all that traffic, the parking, lugging all your mail and packages? Ben, I just saw you embarrassingly lug packages to the post office.
Humiliating. I tripped and the boxes fell everywhere.
Yeah.
And all my wet Terminator juice spilled out of them.
Yeah.
And then that bus drove by and splashed you with the dirty water.
It splashed the wet Terminator juice in my mouth, yeah. And now I got a little Terminator inside.
I couldn't bear to look at my friend have egg all over his face. So
egg Terminator would be pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
Honey, I didn't order two hard-boiled eggs.
It's me. Oh no! It's wet, then it's dry. Like an egg.
Anyway, it's a hassle, guys, to lug all your embarrassing packages. So that's why you need stamps.com. One of the most popular time-saving tools for small businesses. Can you keep it down on the flute?
Looks like a third whistleblower.
You're killing it. You're truly killing it. But you gotta, it's just overpowering everything back there.
Today's not your day.
Now we got lightning and thunder.
Oh, now you're going to fly around passive-aggressively?
That's why you need Stamps.com, you guys. It's one of the most popular time-saving tools for small businesses. Stamps.com eliminates trips to the post office and saves you money with discounts that you can't even get at the post office, guys. And Stamps.com brings all the amazing services of the U.S. Postal Office right to your computer. Whether you're a small office sending invoices, an online seller shipping out products, or even a warehouse sending thousands of packages a day, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to any send. Once your mail is ready, you just hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in the mailbox. It's that simple, guys. And with Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. You better be writing this down because this is good information here. And with Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. And not to mention, it's a fraction of the cost of these expensive postage meters. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. So, guys, why don't you want a four-week trial?
Yeah, do they got those cool Universal Monsters stamps that came out when I was a kid?
You know, I don't know.
Stamps.com, you get those monster stamps, you got a customer for life.
Why don't you check it out? And while you're there, you can get that four-week trial, Ben.
Plus
free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment.
I get to keep the scale?
You keep the scale.
Even if I cancel the trial?
Absolutely. You just go to stamps.com.
I'm talking about a free scale here.
Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in banter. That's stamps.com. Enter banter.
It didn't make me as nervous as the 500. Yeah.
Good.
All right. Thank you, Stamps. This music's very intense.
Can Stamps.com bring back those WWF ice cream bars from my childhood?
I really thought you were like going to bring back my dead family members.
Does Stamps.com know where my uncle's at?
Can you bring back my dad?
Dad said he was going out to buy some stamps. Does Stamps.com know where?
Maybe he got caught up in the internet.
The worldwide? Does that mean we're only halfway through the episode if we're doing the ads?
No,
halfway through
ads. No, we're pretty close.
Next up, McDonald's.
We're about 10 minutes away from wrapping this up.
Oh shit!
Yeah, we talked a lot about trash, garbage, and then we did the ads, so now we can talk about whatever the hell you guys want. Mike,
I wanted to ask you who your favorite Mortal Kombat person was.
Is
yeah,
guest or character?
What's the difference?
Well, the guests are the real life human people that come on.
Oh,
my
no,
podcast.
I don't care about.
My favorite Mortal Kombat.
Oh, I don't care about people.
Character is probably Reptile.
Yeah.
I love a monster. I love a ninja.
Sure.
Dude, both.
It's a monster ninja.
Yeah. But his story is pretty depressing. He's mostly just like relegated to being like a sad sack sidekick whose like entire race was genocided.
Oh, shit.
Is he really
sidekick to whom?
Yeah.
Shao Kahn. like the
main bad guy, or one of the main bad
guys. He's pretty, you could say overall he's like the main bad guy, yeah.
So he's like henchman guy.
Yeah, I'd say like another character I like a lot who has like a pretty good story is Shang Tsung, the sorcerer.
Yeah, man.
But back to Reptile really quick, because I really want to know, was he originally a lizard or was he
a
human?
Yeah, he's always a lizard. Day one lizard.
So he doesn't want to be
disguised as a man, because he's a bit of a shapeshifter in the first game.
So he is just a lizard.
Yeah.
From hell or something?
He's a dinosaur man.
Guy should run for office.
Well,
right?
the lore is that there were the dinosaurs, right?
Sure.
And then, unbeknownst to us...
One fucked a man.
Those dinos evolved into man dinos called Zeterans. And then they, when the elder gods went to war back in ancient times,
they learned karate.
They left Earthrealm, learned karate, and found a new dimension that they moved to called Zeterra. So they're also called Saurians. Zeterra is like they're Zeterans because they're from Zeterra now.
And that's where the sandworms.
They went to Zeterra.
You've been to Zeterra.
Where those sandy worms live, and then Shao Kahn, the Emperor of Outworld, conquered Zeterra and genocided everyone except for Reptile, who he consigned to being his like little henchman. Damn.
So these aren't Earth.
They technically
dinosaurs.
Are originally the evolution of dinosaurs from Earth.
Wow. Escaped dinosaurs.
But they primarily evolved and created their culture and lived in another dimension.
But at one point, one of them had to fuck a guy. Because you don't just evolve from dinosaur to god.
Plus, are you a dinosaur scientist?
I'm not, but I feel like I have enough common sense.
I mean, Ben, let's be... But let's be honest, who doesn't want to fuck a guy if you're a dinosaur?
You see a guy,
yeah,
you're
seen
not
Tammy and the T-Rex.
Yeah.
That T-Rex tries to fuck Tammy like the whole movie.
Yeah.
That's the plot.
That is the plot of that movie.
Yeah.
And then they had a kid and it learned powers.
So wait, these dinosaurs, they left Earth?
Yeah, it's literally
like
dinosaurs evolved
opens?
To become people, like how, you know, apes evolved to become people.
Whoa,
but
whoa,
those dinosaurs
go from reptile to mammal.
Whoa, who says?
You'd be man-shaped. They're not mammals. They're just the.
Suppose you're right.
They're just bipedal and intelligent.
Yeah, and have the exact build of a
human man. Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so then they left Earth.
They left Earth because there was a war between the elder gods that was affecting all of the realms. So they left to a realm called Zeterra.
Did they get to choose?
I guess they had become an advanced enough society to either use magic or science to create a portal to another
realm.
That's
pretty cool.
Yeah.
So one of them fucked a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So you could say they are the only Earthlings in the Mortal Kombat universe that were advanced enough to create a portal to another...
Until later on in, like... Mortal Kombat canon, because eventually the U.S. Special Forces, which is like they develop a group called the Outer World Investigation Agency. That's
of
like
course.
A department
like
of the government. They're the X-Files of Mortal Kombat.
Is that who Jax works
yes.
for?
Yes. So they eventually develop technology that can open portals.
Cool.
Yeah, which is how they're able to take like refugees from Outworld during like the Civil War.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good guys.
They are.
And women.
So,
you all right there, Chief?
Yeah. I wanted to do some history roads.
Okay.
But maybe, I mean, I don't know, Ben, I'm putting you a little on the spot here. But
could you sing a song?
Doobie doobie doo. Could the three of us just do a song for the rest of the, and that's it?
No.
Nah, I don't want to do that.
No. None of us want to do that.
I'll be totally honest with you.
I'm going to be honest with you as well, and
you
I
don't
want to do that.
Okay, cool.
No, but what I would like to do, if you're up for it,
yeah.
if you're interested,
sure.
History Road is the portion on the show where we let someone tell a story from their past that they think is interesting to be kind of like, you know, it's like a walk down memory lane. Do you have like a story that you like to tell about your childhood that's kind of interesting, or maybe something happened to you that was kind of a bummer, but it has a happy ending?
On September 11th, 2001,
I played Mortal Kombat for the first time.
Never forget.
I'll never forget it.
Boy, that's a tough one. Let me
You know,
see.
You can think about it. If you want to think about it, you can think about it. I have to play the History Road music or I will be fired. So
I have a good
that.
Vin Diesel story from like 5 or so years ago. Is that far back enough, or do we?
Yeah,
need to go
no, you could tell a Vin Diesel history. Story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me play the History Road theme song really
quick. Okay. I found out long ago.
Some fan.
Okay. Just take away his humanity.
So disrespectful.
I hope that kid sues us for the rest of the
Sue
song.
The shit out of Steve Zaragoza.
I don't know his fucking name. Do you know his name?
I don't, but that was the worst way you could have said that.
To say at I don't know his fucking name.
Time to reveal the truth. That
Listen,
was me. On
we hold on. We've...
My whole career has just been about getting into this room.
We gave the man who sang that and performed it so much love on this podcast.
Yes,
and up until today,
wasn't destroyed.
And that love ends now.
Yeah,
and it becomes spite.
Fuck that guy. So, what's your Vin Diesel story?
So, I.
I found out what you said.
Here in Hollywood, California, the City of Angels. You know, everyone's got like. Stories, good and bad, about them. Anyone famous enough, you're going to hear stories about them, right?
Sure. So, apparently Ellen's a real piece of shit. You heard that?
Yeah, she sat next to a guy once.
I have heard it. I've never met her.
Yeah, I've never met her either. I can't say
but
it.
But I cannot abide necessarily being friends with the war criminals. So.
Right, of course.
So not a huge fan of that choice. But so... naturally, so I write stuff, I direct stuff. Anytime I worked with anyone who's even a little bit famous, of course people are like, I heard this, I heard that. So for when I worked at Nerdist, I directed Vin Diesel playing Dungeons and Dragons with the Critical Role people.
Nice.
Shout out to
Those are great boys. They're
Vin Diesel,
boys
not
and girls.
Critical. Yeah,
they're getting
they're
some
wonderful.
Pop figures.
They are. They're
That's
wonderful
so
people,
cool.
And they deserve all their success.
They certainly do. They really
them.
Do.
I love them. Like, they really were. They hustled. They made it happen. So, naturally, you know, people were like, I heard Vin Diesel's, like, difficult. I heard Vin Diesel's mean. Like, I heard he'll be really late. And there's also people saying, like, I heard he's nice. So I was like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen. Like, we have a really tight schedule. Like, I was a little nervous. And obviously, I was nervous because I was like, getting to direct Vin Diesel, who I'm a huge fan of and have been for a long time.
Was that your first time directing, like, a big celebrity?
No, but it was definitely, like, one of the people I'd been, like, the biggest fan of that I got to work with. I was, like, very, very excited about it. It was big. So I knew that Vin Diesel was a big Dungeons & Dragons fan. Did you guys know that?
I didn't know that until recently.
Yeah, he wrote the foreword to, like, one of the Dungeons & Dragons, like, playbooks. I'm not kidding. He has that movie, The Last Witch Hunter, was based on his Dungeons & Dragons character, Calder, who he has tattooed on his leg. And who
he has
been,
the character
he's,
tattooed
yes,
on his leg?
And he's been playing as that character since he was a kid in Dungeons & Dragons. This character hasn't died. He's kept playing as him, a witch hunter character. And, wow. Yeah, and this, so this was specifically to promote that movie, too. So he was like, I was like, well, this will probably be a good experience because I'm hoping he'll be excited about it. My favorite thing is that he taught Dame Judi Dench how to play Dungeons & Dragons on the set of The Chronicles of Riddick, and she now DMs for her grandkids.
No
and
way.
And has for years, yeah, since like 2003
Judy,
or whatever
Dame
when that movie
Judi
came out.
Judi Dench.
DJD. he shows up on time, actually early, and is clearly, visibly... ecstatic, excited about this. Like, childlike glee, which made me so happy because it's like, you know, never mind what you hear about anyone, never mind, like, just being an adult and losing, like, a childlike sense of wonder about things. He was, like, giddy. He, like, immediately pulls out his phone. He's, like, vlogging. He's like, guys, I'm here. We're doing Dungeons & Dragons. Like, this is going to be awesome.
Wow.
Doing Calder, the Witch Hunter. And
did he know about the Critical Role people? This was before they kind of...
I'm not totally sure.
Yeah.
But he was like, he's very sweet to everyone, very excited to be there. So showed up so early that while they're lighting the set, it's too early. And he's like, already. So he and I just stand in the corner of the soundstage, like waiting for everyone to get set up. And while we're standing there, he turns to me and starts singing. He made a parody of the song from the end of Furious 7. You know, it's been a long day to see you again. When will
the
I
Paul
see
Walker
you again?
The Paul Walker song.
Yeah. But he changed it to When Will I Roll a D10. and the song was about Dungeons and Dragons, and he just serenaded me.
Like, he wrote
just
that.
The two of us, a quiet moment. Yeah, where he had made it up.
It was a situation where you couldn't look away. You had to look. You had to, like, look.
Yeah,
right,
you had to
out.
Look
I
at him.
I was ecstatic to get to look at it. First off, it was just very emotionally open and sweet that he was like, he does not know me. And
you weren't
like,
weirded out at all by it.
I was going to turn and sing to him. No, it was just wonderful. It was surreal because I was like, hey, this is a guy that I grew up watching his movies. Now we're peers. We're working together
and
on
he's
something.
Looking you in the eyes.
And he's looking me in the eyes and being singing a song he made up about Dungeons and Dragons to me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, and it was
what a moment.
It was a real moment. It was nuts. And it wasn't the first time that someone I grew up watching put me in a moment where they were serenading me. Corey Feldman beat Vin Diesel to that, but
actors do that.
Yeah,
actors I guess so. Listen to my mixtape.
Yeah,
yeah, they'll just start singing, man. Sometimes it's
but it was like about as good as it gets for like what you could hope for out of working with someone that you've been a fan of.
Yeah. Did anybody notice? Was anybody
no?
Else
we were
a
like in
to that?
The corner of the soundstage. Everyone else was working on the set on the other side of the soundstage.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So it was just our moment. It was me and Vin just having our moment.
That's beautiful.
And had you seen him do anything with that song since?
No.
Has
like
he
didn't like
it?
Like did anybody like did he do it on a podcast or like on a YouTube show or something?
It's possible that he has, but I have not experienced Vin
how
singing
much
when
it,
will I roll a D10.
How much of it did he sing?
It was a good chunk of the song.
Like, really well. Like, was it clever? It was like there were clever parody
moments.
Yeah,
I mean, it
moments.
Was like, I'd say it was weird, a Weird Al quality, like.
So he had
parody?
Verses and choruses?
As I recall, yes.
Did he do the falsetto part?
Yeah, he did. He did, yeah.
Did he have a good voice?
Interesting.
It is Vin Diesel's voice. It's whether or not he's like a good singer, it's a very pleasant voice.
It is a pleasant voice, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a buttery.
I don't. Yeah, I mean,
buttery
you know,
smooth. That voice.
Just,
good
it
for
was
him.
It was a special and surreal moment. I think about very often.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it was surreal.
That's how he hooks you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. He's got me. I'm a fan
nice.
For life now.
That's nice. It's
well, thank you for sharing me. That history road, Ben. I think that's very nice.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
It's a fun story to share.
Let's just read one other history road, and then we'll get the hell out of here. How's that?
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Wow, what an experience.
It was cool.
Yeah, I would never forget that.
It was thrilling.
Yeah.
My heart was racing. Yeah. It actually took a beat to like get back into like directing mode after that happened.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, oh, man.
Did you go right to the bathroom and cry?
I ran to the bathroom, and I drank water out of the sink. I was like,
just like you hadn't drank water in days.
I was parched.
Like you were going
yeah,
through the desert.
I was sweating bullets.
He dried you out.
He dried me out. Like a Terminator. Like a classical Terminator. Like a Terminator from Terminators 1, 3, 4, 5, or 6.
He sang like a classic Terminator.
Yeah.
All right. This person here says it's an out loud two people singing history road. And said, hello, bike and squee. My name is Evan, and I'm a two-horn born BB boy.
This is and this is another language.
From the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area. More DF Dubs.
Of course.
DF Dubs love to transfer through that airport.
I've been listening since late 2016, humble brag, and last week's podcast had me, spoiler alert, wrestling with my jimmies in laughter when y'all talked about those songs with repeatable lyrics.
Oh,
however, there was one golden nugget you may have missed, and I felt it my civic duty to bring it to the attention of you two bopping boinky boys. So we were talking about, like, there's like a
somebody's typing it. There's all these red lines showing up. All
the it's just the amount of red lines. Incorrect.
Bopping BB.
You just would break boys. A spell check if you
yeah,
activated
you boinky
it.
Boinky boinky boys.
But we were talking about how there's versions of classic songs on YouTube where it'll be like most of Smash Mouth's All-Star, and then it'll get to the years start coming and they don't start coming and they don't stop coming and they don't stop coming, and it just keeps going for the remainder of the song.
Or longer.
Or longer. And we were doing the one, there's like a Tale as Old as Time, there's a Beauty and the Beast, Tale as Old as Time. And it just goes, Tale as Old as Time, Tale as Old as Time, Tale as Old as Time, Tale as Old as Time.
You guys didn't want to do a song, but like everyone's singing.
So this person wanted to share one that we missed, I guess. So okay. Here it is. The largest truck in the world just drove by.
Oh baby. Cool.
We can't monetize the
My
end
name
of this
is
one.
Jonas.
Yeah, Jonas.
Different song completely.
What?
Okay. All right.
What's he saying?
Wrestle with Jimmy. Wrestle with Jimmy. Wrestle with Jimmy. Wrestle with Jimmy.
I'm not a fan of this one.
Yeah.
At all.
Wrestle
with Jimmy. Yeah, yeah. This one's you know, I mean, it is in the same vein.
It's a C minus.
Yeah, anyway, like, there's a PS like to this email. It says, I think y'all have forever ruined podcasts for me because I can't seem to sit through a podcast if someone isn't screaming really loud while someone else isn't liking it or going oop into the microphone. Oh, the oop, that thing. Or teasing Elliot Morgan, name drop, about drinking Gatorade, a well-known child's drink. Honestly, I'm totally okay with that. You guys always make me laugh, and that's all I need. Keep bringing that joy, boys. Much love.
Nice. Hopefully, we'll give you many more podcasts to listen to so you don't ever have to listen to that song.
Yeah,
again.
Miss, you Binky Bunky boys are going to have some more casts to listen to soon.
That was the name.
Castoinga.
Castoinga to you all.
Yeah, y'all.
And that's a rip-rop and a butterflop for all the boys out there. But thank you, Ben, for being on the podcast, man.
Honestly, dude, you're welcome.
This was very fun. Honestly, you're welcome.
it was a pleasure to be here. It was a pleasure to meet you, sir.
Hey.
Yeah, this is the first time you guys met. You guys met doing a podcast.
Yeah, that's always the best, most natural way to
certainly.
Yeah, I feel like I get it. I don't have to see you again. We're
good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys have summed each other up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is just about it.
Yeah.
Anything you want to plug?
Listen to Mortal Podcast. That's podcast with a K, just like combat, just like Meckler. Follow me on social media, BenMekLer, everywhere. I got a show I wrote on called Kipo and the Age of Wonder Beasts coming out in 2020 on Netflix.
Nice. Have you seen it, the whole thing?
I have, and it's I did not just saying this. It's a really, really fucking great show.
Really?
It
wow.
It is a great show.
I'm excited.
I'm very happy that I got to be a part of it. It's awesome.
That's exciting. Yeah. Congratulations to you.
Thanks.
Are you working on any new movie review tweets?
I don't have any screenings coming up.
Yeah.
But you only
do it when you see a screening.
Yeah, well, if I'm not going to see a movie, I'm not going to, like, review it. It doesn't make any sense.
Wow, so I love this, like, method you have. Like, yeah. You have to at least go see the movie.
Well, yeah, of course.
What the fuck is the alternative?
No, because the alternative is like, you pretend you saw it and it still works anyway. Because a lot of the things you're saying are vague, you know? Like, it's Marvel's tour de force. They did a great job, you
I'm
know?
I'm just
like,
offering, you know, my perspective on the film after viewing it, you know, for however people want to, whether they want to appreciate my opinion, if they want to disagree with me, that's fine. But I'm just trying to offer my perspective on the films and what I thought of them.
Right.
So obviously I can't do that if I haven't seen it.
Oh, well, all right. I respect it.
That's integrity. Yeah.
That
but, you know,
integrity.
I'm hoping to catch the AFAM. You know, before it premieres tomorrow.
Yeah.
Are
you really excited about that?
Dude, I cannot wait to spend some time with my spooky friends, the Adam family.
I don't think I'm ever going to see that movie.
They honestly, like, they love cobwebs as much as they love fucking dabbing, dude.
Yeah. And love their family.
They're a family, even though they're weird and different. And that's, like, I think a good message right now.
Mm. Yeah, I agree with that. Mike, you want to plug your babies?
No.
Just go to MikeFalzone.com then.
Yeah.
Check
please.
Out when he's doing his comedies and shit.
Please do that.
You ever do jokes on there?
No, not on that website. Oh,
absolutely not.
Website.
That's free.
Yeah.
You gotta pay for
it's
those.
It's a dating
jokes.
Site for people named Mike Falzone.
Yeah. To each other. How many people are involved in that?
Right now, there's only one, but we're hoping to grow the fan base.
I love okay, that, Mike. Cool, I love cool. that.
Who's we?
You're a go-getter.
Me and my uncle Mike.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We love you. We'll catch you next time on Dynamic Banter. Bye.
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 That was a HeadGum podcast.